With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump met with top oil executives Friday, seeking investment to rebuild Venezuela's oil industry.
Our giant oil companies will be spending at least $100 billion of their money, not the government's money. They don't need government money. But they need government protection and need government security that when they spend all this money, it's going to be there so they get their money back and make a very nice return.
The president says reinvigorating Venezuela's oil output will be good for the U.S. and the Venezuelan people. Economist Steve Moore says it's been ironic to hear Democrats question the removal of Nicolas Maduro.
This was a dictator. This was a guy who was thrown out of office by the, you know, by the voters and yet refused to leave. I laugh at some of my Democratic friends who all they've been talking about, you know, during the Trump era is, you know, danger to democracy. Danger to democracy? Well, what about Maduro? I mean, the guy wouldn't leave and he impoverished his own citizens.
Protests in Iran have continued despite threats from the government to crack down. Middle East expert and former ambassador Dr. Michael Oren believes the leadership in Tehran is in deep trouble.
They may succeed in suppressing this revolt for a week or two, but the fact of the matter is the longevity of this regime is now very much in question. They have been humiliated by Israel, humiliated by the United States. They have no electricity. They have no water. Their currency, the rial, has lost 60% of its worth. Women are no longer wearing head coverings in the street. Its days are numbered.
And that is former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren. Online videos show the demonstrators protesting last night, even after authorities shut down the internet and cut the phone lines and ordered them to cease and desist. This is SRN News. A legal victory for religious freedom in the state of Montana.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority country in the world, has a new penal code in place. This one replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years, and it also marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside of marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison. Cohabitation carries with it a six-month sentence. This is SRN News. A high-ranking Pennsylvania law enforcement official is blasting ICE.
The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Sheriff Rochelle Bilal had a blunt message calling ICE agents wannabe law enforcement, and she said no law enforcement professional wears a mask. Bilal joined the Philadelphia District Attorney and City Council members a day after Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The police chief in Portland, Oregon, says the two suspects shot and wounded by ICE officers this week do appear to have been involved in a gang-related shooting last summer.
We have been working that case, and there's also been involvement with the two people who were shot yesterday by the federal officers through some criminal cases out in Washington County.
That is Portland, Oregon Police Chief Bob Day. It is believed the two suspects in this case are affiliated with the Venezuelan gang known as Train de Aragua. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.